Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi. How are you?
Well,
I couldn't hear you at first.
Woke up a little sick.
Again? Like worse?
Not worse, just like head cold again.
Well, I told you sounded like it last night.
Yeah.
Just from being in the cold, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Just being outside.
Mm. Yeah.
What are you going on? Like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of a mess too. I don't feel like I'm getting sick actually. I just feel like I haven't taken my allergy medicine for like a week and I think it's allergies.
That's how mine has felt when I was really sick around Christmas. Same thing. I remember when I thought I was turning a corner, it just changed.
Huh.
Like just when I thought I was like, I'm turning the corner. And then it was like, then I was sneezing constantly.
And yeah, that's what I was doing yesterday, but I haven't, I don't know.
And even now
it's like in today's day, like I can't even like, if I sneeze a bunch, I'm like, oh God, should I be around people?
I know.
So stupid.
Like we were, you know, it's like every time I've even with Devin asked me, but every time I've, you know, I've been sick. So people go, oh, well, have you been tested? And I go, no, but it's just a head cold. Like I've got some sinus pressure and I'm like, we don't forget that there's still like, you know, it's winter. So flus and colds,
they still exist.
They still exist.
There's something out there besides COVID. I know.
Dude, I've been wanting you to listen to this podcast. I got to look up his name. It was a guest on Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about the Andrew McCullough one?
No.
Isn't that his name? Something like that?
No, Robert Malone.
Oh, okay.
You got to listen to it. It's like 3 hours long. Yeah, I just listened to it. And if any of you guys listening to this right now, it's very informative and it's really good. It's really long. So I kind of broke it up and listened to it while I was driving, you know, and mm-hmm. then turned it off, and it's like, it saves. Then finished listening to it. But the thing that's so crazy, and I mean, we've talked about it a little bit, and we don't need to get into it today, because we don't need to make this podcast about that. But you know how, like, so this guy has been for 30 years, his job, what he does is he's, I don't remember the proper term for it, but he creates vaccines.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he said he's been involved with every outbreak since AIDS, and has been created tons and tons of vaccines. He's worked with all the people, you know, Fauci and like all these people that have been, you know, with CDC and all these, different scientists or whatever that are like working with viral disease and infections and things like that. Anyways, and he is being canceled right now.
Oh, well, anybody who does not completely 100% agree with what they want the narrative to be, they're canceled.
What's so crazy, Gina, is like, you have these, you have like this person who has so much credibility. I mean, he's the guy who invented the mRNA vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
He's been, you know, involved heavily since the beginning of like COVID stuff. And he talks about it, like he himself is vaccinated. He explains how he really thought he almost died. Was going to die from when he got the vaccine. And it's because there's information that is being withheld. So information.
Did you look at who this guy is?
Robert Malone. Yeah. The information that is withheld that I think is very important that he didn't know until after he got it was that he said, and you guys, obviously I'm going to butcher this. So I do recommend if you have any interest, if you're like me and Gina and you just love, and I hope that all of you are, you like to just get lots of information. You know, you like to learn the old, like the OG style of learning. Like what I was taught in school and in college, like constantly ask questions and find more information.
I think it's important to ask questions. And I think it's always important but I think the problem with today's day and age and how things are being done, like as far as like Google putting certain things at the top of their search bars and like all this kind of stuff. It's like when you have the entire media, and no, I'm not a huge conspiracy theorist, people. It's kind of like you're put into one category or another for just questioning. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, is it's like, you know, I can look at something and go, gosh, that just doesn't make sense. You know, why are they doing this, this, and this, but not this and this, or why are, you know, and it's like, there are just things that don't make sense. And I think what it comes down to is that we can't really trust where we're getting our information from, whether it's one side or the other side. That's the problem.
The issue is
the first thing you do is
being turned into a side or the other. Whereas science was never that. It was its own side, right? Like, but now.
But it's kind of like what I'm saying is like,
yeah, it's just be if you're not.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. There are people in the science world that aren't agreeing with everything. And then as soon as they don't agree, they're canceled. Mm-hmm. They're discredited.
It's nuts. So like this guy, like he has, you know, he's a big believer in vaccination. Obviously he's someone mm-hmm. who that's what he does. He's done it for a really, really, really long time. But there's information that's being withheld, or it's being, as soon as like he gives full, you got to listen to it, but he gives like full, like these examples of different conferences that, you know, he spoke at and lots of people were speaking at. And as soon as there's some sort of finding in the science that has been released, that doesn't totally match not the narrative, but it doesn't match the plan.
Right.
Then something's being done to discredit that person from all, with so much money behind the people that are discrediting them, even though the people that are discrediting them don't have any experience or education or knowledge even to be able to have anything to stand on when making the claims against someone who's saying, this is what I've found. Right. And, but what he says is if you got COVID naturally, obviously, like you got sick like me, and then you get the vaccine, there, the adverse effects that can happen, that are happening, are I don't want to sound matter of fact. That's why I urge all you guys to go listen to this, even if like you feel like,
yeah, I was going to say, because this is still coming from one person's opinion.
But what he's saying is it's those effects are worse for people that have already had it naturally. So that's what happened to him. He had it. Mm-hmm. He got vaccinated, and he said he was pretty much on his deathbed, and he kind of gives examples of all the medicine that he took, that healed him. Basically, you have like Joe Rogan, when he talked about the, I can't remember the names of the medicine,
ivermectin
and a couple other ones, you know, that as soon as that was put out, then these big, you know, a lot of people are trying to just bash him for,
they want to discount it because it's not going along their narrative. I mean, that's the problem.
What Robert talks about is there was points in time earlier in the whole story that those things were in a plan. Like he has direct connections to, there's different labs all over the place. Obviously we know that. Mm-hmm. It's not the lab where they're saying that it was created, right? In Wuhan, what's it called?
Well, they don't. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about, it was way back. There was a full protocol of like medicines to take. And there was another one that he talks about that they basically came in, and in hospitals, they have certain medicines that they're not allowed to use at all, even though they're on this list of things that are like,
should be beneficial.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, but he kind of talks about that. And, he's explaining in a, I don't know the exact term, sorry guys, but in the Jewish community, basically, women's health is very important to them, because it's very important that like they control a lot of interactions that have to do with like procreating. It's very important. It's all very clean. There's like protocols. I don't know anything about it because I'm not Jewish, but they've
came kosher.
It's not kosher. It's a type of, you know, there's like different types of Jewish religion.
Yeah. Hasidic Jew.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically what they've come out and said, they came out and said that they do not want, children to be vaccinated, mm-hmm, by the COVID vaccine, and that women who are older but still in their years of childbearing, that they urge them to not, because it has been proven. Again, you guys listen to the podcast, because there's no way I can remember all the very specific dates and times and articles and whatever to give that information. But this is something that I was worried about, you know. But it's been proven that the vaccine gets into your ovaries. And that's why they're having a lot of women that are postmenopausal start bleeding again. And then there's women that it's really messing up their cycle. So like within their religious community culture, that's terrifying for them, because it's very important for them to keep, you know, creating more people within their Jewish culture, community, religion.
Yeah.
And
I think you have to be careful though, to say it's proven unless you know where it's been proven.
Well, that's why I'm saying that you have to listen to the podcast.
Right. And then create your own. Yeah. I just don't want other people to think like, I personally am very open to listening to anything and everything. I like to see all different perspectives and all of that kind of stuff. But I think that we also have to be careful saying that like things are proven and all of that, unless we seen the data ourselves and can actually, because basically what we're being told is just what we're being told. Does that make sense?
That's, we're in that situation regardless.
I know.
So someone like this who has worked, he's working in, like he's in the war zone, basically, like in actually working with different infections or different under the microscope with this, with so much information that he's not saying that you shouldn't get it or that it's bad, because he was a part of the whole group that is working on it. Right.
Right.
He's just saying there's certain things that are being left out of information being shared. And when they're, it's not just him, a lot of people in that industry, right, in science, that when they decide to speak out, and a lot of them probably don't realize what they're doing is speaking out. They probably just are like, right. Oh, he's doing my job. Like,
right.
They found something. And then there's like right. an article that's, you know, put out, because that's right. what they do. Like they, you know, you study something, you make a finding, you find something, you discover something. And then what do? You like, you write a big
paper on it, yeah, your findings. It, right.
And it goes out. And that's what's so crazy. And like, and what scares me, or I think that it's very scary, is that it's becoming very, it's obviously, it's not becoming, it is like, it is now the normal to deny or try and quiet someone or make it very difficult for them to now share their information, because it's not following like the bigger picture. And it all comes back to, I think, money and power and politics.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's always going to go down to the money and the power. I mean, there's always going to be a narrative that we don't know that's going on and what information we're being given. And it doesn't mean that all the information that we've been given is wrong. It's not like it's all one way or the other, but obviously there's something driving this whole thing that's more than what we're being told. And that has been shown time and time again through history. It's so mm-hmm. funny, because like, if you question anything, they automatically go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You think that, you know, Clinton's drinking blood. And, you know, like, it's like you get put into this bubble, this category. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that time and time again, over history, we have seen that our government hides things from us mm-hmm. and has different agendas for things. And there is always a bigger picture. And if people don't think that do I think COVID is a scam? No. I've had family members die of COVID. I understand that there are some people that are very high risk. I know that this is not a popular opinion, but I personally have not been scared of COVID or the vaccine. I'm not scared of either one. I think there's so much hype going on. And I'm not saying that like people that are frontline workers aren't seeing, you know, they're not exhausted and being, you know, I'm not saying that none of that is happening. I'm just saying that there is a bigger, broader picture to what is going on than what we can really see. And yeah, we can speculate and we can guess. But yeah, I just think that, at this point, like my frustration is this, like we're at this point where, you know, if people are vaccinated, they can be vaccinated, right? Mm-hmm. It's available to them. I personally, I was vaccinated. I'm not asking for anybody else to admit if they were or not. I don't care. But my thing is like, I don't think it's right to make other people get vaccinated. And I think that's what's really scary, is that people are just kind of going along and thinking like, if you're vaccinated, you care about other people. If you're not, you hate other people. You're selfish. And it's like, no, that's not what it is at all. This is our country was, you know, we're supposed to be a free country. We're supposed to be able to make decisions for ourselves. And that's when it becomes scary, when they start monitoring, you know, what they decide is hateful and what isn't, what goes with their narrative and what isn't. And they're even keeping us from seeing what we want to see because it's hateful or it's, I mean, we're just starting to get rid of free speech in tiny little bits. Mm-hmm. And you can sit there and say, well, it's misinformation. Well, since when has misinformation been a problem?
Yeah, there's always a misinformation.
I mean, why aren't they going after CrossFitters? I didn't mean CrossFitters, fitness influencers that like Camille was saying last week, you know, it's just like, oh, just do this. You know, it's like, well, yeah, there's way more information than that. Like, why aren't they going after people like that? Like it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and like, I mean, since the beginning, right? Like when we were super shut down in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
It's, I feel pretty confident about saying this. It's pretty proven that someone that exercises, eats well, and takes care of their health is a healthier person. So like when it comes to any sort of illness that can happen, right? It's like, well, you gotta be, you know, you gotta be healthy. It's like, make sure you're taking vitamin C, like flu and cold season, like make sure you're taking vitamin C, make sure you're getting sleep, you know, exercising, things like this. Like, so you're having a strong body to be able to fight off infection, whatever. And, but how hard was it for like Daniel to try and convince for his gym to be able to be open? Like, I will, you know, set it up so people have social distancing, but we almost need people to be able to have somewhere where they can go to keep, it's like, it's a whole nother way to fight the sickness is just through health and fitness. And that's not really a narrative that's being promoted. It's like,
well, no. And not only that, but like, there's this whole weird thing, like a friend of ours posted something. It was like a repost, basically just saying like, encouraging people, like, we're not talking enough about how keeping our bodies healthy are going to combat, you know, these viruses and all this kind of stuff. It's going to help, obviously.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Like when my mom got COVID, I told you, she went in, you know, she had just lost her dad and her brother, who one was going to be, my grandfather was going to be 104, you know, anything was going to get him.
He's so old.
And, you know, my uncle found out later that he was a type 2 diabetic. Well, when she became sick, she was very paranoid. She'd also come off of chemo because she'd been going through breast cancer and had finished that. So she's high risk. You know, she's considered high risk. She's 73. I can't remember, 70 something. And so we were all concerned when she got it. And she was, you know, having trouble sleeping because she thought she was going to die in her sleep. And we were like, mom, just go to the hospital, get your vitals taken. Just make sure that you're okay. She went and they literally told her. And again, this is just my experience. I'm not speaking for the medical community, but they told her there, they said, well, you're going to be just fine. Like your vitals are okay. We understand, like, you know, it's hard to breathe. I mean, she was sick, you know, like a bad flu. And I know there's other people that have had crazier symptoms and have had residual symptoms after. I'm not even debating that. I'm just talking about this specific situation. And they said to her, it's really people that are like dying are type 2 diabetic and elderly. And so and it's hard because you don't want to, like, you know, if no one's sitting there, like when somebody is like a chain smoker and then they get lung cancer, they're not like, you deserve it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, that's all your fault. It's like, I mean, we have to at some point be comfortable saying there are certain specific choices that we make that are going to have certain consequences. And I don't know, it's such a taboo subject because our friend posted something and it was basically just saying, like, encouraging people, because we're not talking about it enough, like staying healthy. And a lot of people in the fitness community already know that, but I don't know if it's really getting to everybody. Mm-hmm. And somebody commented on his thing and he said, this really triggers me. This is fat shaming. There's nothing what? In. Yes. And I was like, what? Wait, what? I mean, but it was so interesting to have somebody post something like that, that clearly is not going to any.
How can you, it's like in the queue. It's, that's hard to argue with everyone. Like, that's such a logical thing to understand. Right. How, like, eating right and like taking care of yourself, which includes exercise. That's just where you're a healthy person. Like, that's just common sense.
Just the facts. Yeah, it's just facts. Well, and that's the thing too, is it's like, and then this person, a friend of our friends, basically said, like, didn't even try to go there. Just kind of said, like, you know, okay, appreciate your comment, blah, blah, blah. Because it was another friend of ours that was commenting and was triggered by this. And the thing is like, what they were trying to say is that, you know, for you to be fit and do, and for you to post this, makes the rest of us who aren't, like, we know that we're higher at risk. We've been careful. We've been da 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 da. And it's like, wait, what are we debating right now?
Yeah.
But no, this is not fat shaming. That is not the point. I mean, we have to get real about it and be honest about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are heavier, you are at higher risk. Period.
And I just want to make a point, because I got really triggered myself. So just a couple days ago, I was in Park City, Utah, and in that whole area, like, I got there and the person at the front desk was like, okay, so tomorrow in, like, the Summit County, they are mandating masks again everywhere. And I was like, really? She's like, yes. I was like, okay. Fast forward. We went and got breakfast before we drove back home to Southern Utah, and we go into this restaurant and it had only been like a day that the mandate had been back in. I didn't have a mask with me and I walked in but they had masks there. So she gave me one, but, you know, it's like, it kind of comes back to some people, they approach, let's say someone in business or a restaurant or a store. Some people have this, like, hero complex. They can come across extremely abrasive and kind of like just a dick, you know? Yeah. And then you have some people that it's like, we all know what's going on. This is how it is here. Like, can you put your mask on or whatever? I get a mask and there was a wait. So I ordered a coffee and then I had to go pee. So I went to the bathroom. This is where I got triggered. Okay.
Okay.
I'm in the bathroom and they're so particular about, and like kind of aggressive with, gotta have your mask on. And I go in the bathroom and there's no fucking toilet seat covers. Not even an option.
Well, you can't get COVID from toilet seat covers.
But I don't care. It's like there's so many things, right?
You're not going to get COVID on your butt cheeks.
But I'm not talking about COVID. I'm just talking about.
I'm joking. Like, yeah. That's the only thing we're worried about now.
I was so pissed. I'm in the bathroom just by myself, just triggered. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Do you have a couple masks I could sit on this toilet seat in lieu of a?
I'm like, if we're going to be, you know, if you're going to be this demanding,
yeah,
then offer it, and you even have extra masks here because the mandate's put back in or whatever for people that come in.
Well, how do you got toilet paper and seat covers?
Yeah. Like, if we're going to cover our bases, let's cover all of our bases. You know?
Yeah, no, yeah, I get it.
I'm in the bathroom just pissed. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, I think it's for you, it's so different because, I mean, we've been under a mask mandate here forever. I mean, it's just life now, I guess. I don't know.
It's not everywhere. It's particular. Like, when I've been in LA, there's like certain parts of LA County that it's mandated and other parts right. not.
Yeah.
So, but it was just funny because I was like, you know, I get it. And I get my mask and I go in the bathroom and then there's no toilet seat covers. And I was like, come on. Come on. You got extra masks for people? But not only did they not have them as an option, they didn't have them there. Like, it's not like they ran out. There wasn't even a thing in there where you would put them in if you had them.
Oh man, they expect you to just make it out of toilet paper.
What if you really got a shit? That's happened to me. I've been in the bathroom, like at a grocery store, and all of a sudden I have to go to the bathroom so bad, and I run in the bathroom, and I'm like, there's no toilet seat covers, and I'm like getting pieces of paper, like trying not to shit my pants, putting it on the toilet seat.
Well, yeah, you got to just like, yeah, you got to like double it over.
Yeah. And, you know, no, I get like it. Some people be like, well, just hover. And it's like, well, hovering's hard. And women, you go into a public restroom, women's restrooms are disgusting. And a lot of the time,
oh yeah,
a lot of women that hover make a huge mess.
Oh yeah. They'll just piss all over the seat and leave it.
And leave it.
Like sometimes I've hovered and then I like, if there's anything there, I'm going to like wipe it up. Yeah. You clean it up. It's called courtesy. It's called courtesy.
For all this, people are forgetting about keeping our butts safe. and common courtesy.
There's other issues out there, people.
A lot of other issues. And I'm an advocate for if you want to cover my face, then cover the toilet seat too.
Anyway, well, that's enough of that. Yeah, you know what? There are some of you listeners. Oh, by the way, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We never actually said that. I know. We're about 30 minutes in. We get that everybody has differing opinions on this. We get that everybody gets their information from different places. And I would just encourage you, if anything that is said that is maybe not like your popular belief, to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Because, and I think the hard thing is that what I've seen is that when people don't believe in the same thing that you believe in, it's the people that act like, oh, well, I've got the right information. You've got the wrong information. Let's be honest. None of us fucking know.
Yeah.
None of us really know unless like,
well, we can't really know, you know,
we can't really know. And it's like, anytime I talk to somebody or maybe have a differing opinion about this or that, it's like, they always, you know somebody that's this and that. And it's like, yeah, but those people are being given information.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've talked about it before, but if anybody watching Dope Sick, and it's about the opioid issue,
yeah.
But like, if you truly, I mean, this is the other thing is like, well, you know, healthcare workers are being told this. And I'm sure that there are things that have been put into place since like all this stuff has come to light. I'm not saying that all of them are being fed misinformation or anything. I'm just saying there's always a source that they're getting their information from. And we can't just always assume it's the correct source.
Yeah. Well, okay. So
that's all I'm saying.
In Dope Sick, right? In the beginning, it kind of shows how.
Well, the pharmaceutical reps are basically telling doctors, this is fine. This is fine. This is fine.
Well, and they take it as right. It's like, they, you know,
we don't know.
Doctors that are very particular about like say surgeons, right. Or whatever. They're in their work 24/7. Not all of them are also, scientists or, researchers. So, so they get their information from someone that brings their papers and brings their research and brings their information. And that's where they get that. We should not go so far one way or the other, where it's like, now, if you go too far one way, now we just assume that they're never getting right information. 'Cause that's wrong. But what's happening amongst friends, amongst families, amongst, you know, just communities in your neighborhood or in your little cities or whatever, is like, it's this whole thing. And I think through the way they've been playing with media and control of social platforms, and the way we naturally, because we're all being monitored, we naturally are getting fed information based on past things we've liked or disliked or whatever. The goal should not be to just continue that in real life by not discrediting, but like demonizing people that you care about or people that maybe you're meeting for the first time, but just demonizing them because their opinion doesn't follow yours. And it's tough because you could be someone like myself who would want to approach a conversation, like me and Gina would want to approach a conversation with like, ask a question, raise a question, not necessarily do it in a way that's like, it's almost like to play devil's advocate. And it's not in a way to win an argument or turn something into an argument. It's to say, well, have you thought about this? We may not know about it, but that's why we're just considering it.
Well, that's what we constantly are doing. We're like, this doesn't make sense. Well, what about this?
Consider all possibilities. Yeah. Even then, when you consider all possibilities, you still don't necessarily know, but everyone, you know, it's important to share information, share different experiences, and then allow that to continue to, you know, grow and change and adapt and evolve to hopefully find something that's truth. And I it's an assumption, but it's based off of interactions I've had, interactions Gina's had, interactions we've observed with friends and people that we know, or when you see people, you know, keyboard warriors going to bat on social media.
Oh my God.
It's like you're approaching it in a way that is to win and to like demolish the other person. And you have times where anytime you approach someone like that and get super defensive, you're not creating an environment that can be constructive or positive at all. You know, you're immediately when you come at someone like that, what are they going to do? They're probably going to push back at you. And then that keeps us on opposite sides. And it's like that form of communication, which is very popular nowadays. It's keeping the people divided. And that's not what we need.
Well, it's on purpose.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I think, that's just my opinion. I don't know. I watched iRobot the other day.
That's just your opinion, man.
It's just your opinion, man. Dude, I like watched iRobot the other day and I was like, oh, it's not too long until this shit starts happening.
Man, I haven't seen that.
Fucking robots taking over the world.
Straight up. Okay.
Head robots, Alexa.
Here's another pet peeve of mine.
Okay, go. Can't wait.
Okay. How much do you hate calling someone you really need to talk to, whether it's a pharmacy or...
Yeah.
You're checking at a store to see if they have something you need. Or fucking Comcast. Your internet. Oh,
yeah.
Your gas. Your electricity. And who do you talk to for fucking 45 minutes before you finally get to talk to a human?
Computer. And it used to be, so what's funny is like back in the day when you first started talking to computers, you could actually like, you just knew that zero was going to get you customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So you just like bypass that shit. You just fucking hit zero, 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 zero. They've of course gotten too smart for that now. So now if you try to do a different button without listening to the whole freaking spiel, it'll just replay that same fucking one.
And I'm sorry, we've talked about like unemployment being really high, right? Stop replacing these jobs with robots then. Computer.
That's why it's the companies. Yeah.
And then you call and you're like, they're like, hi. And they've become, they're so much better, right? Hi, this call will be recorded for so-and-so purposes. And if you guys are wondering the hours of the pharmacy, they're XYZ. And if you're here looking for this, press 1. If you're looking for this, press 2. If none of these things help you, then just check the website. And
right.
And you're like, wait. No, I just need to ask the pharmacist something. Or it's like, I'm just trying to see if they have this in the store. Like I called Walgreens.
I know. It's like, bad.
When I'm like, I call Walgreens and I didn't speak to anyone. It was like so frustrating on the phone. I finally, after like trying to get through to a person, just got in the car and drove to the nearest Walgreens.
No, I know. I know. It's just, well, Comcast is terrible. Cause like,
Comcast is the worst.
Oh my God. They're like, okay. You just come pick up this router. It's like the easiest thing to put in. So then I try to put it in, and then it's telling, like, one thing's telling me to like call this number. So I call the number. That one's telling me go to the website. So I go to the website and they go, if you're having trouble in here, call the number. So then I call the number, and then that number, go to the website. So finally I just like started hitting numbers that I didn't really need, and finally got a person. I was like, look, do not put me on hold. Do not send me to anything else. Like, this is what it's doing. And then the guy's like, oh yeah, that's been happening a lot. Well, can't you fucking fix it then? Fix it. Why, what do you mean? Oh yeah, we've been getting a lot of complaints for this. Well, then fucking answer it. Answer the phone.
Yeah.
I know. It's just,
or if you've had so many complaints about that, make that one of the options when you call.
Yeah. Stop ping-ponging me fucking back and forth between my phone and my computer. Like, Jesus. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. Wait, we've gone on some good rants.
Yeah.
I got about 10 minutes before I got to go. I got to go to, do the price file at work.
Okay. Well,
go ahead. What?
Okay.
What?
I miss you.
I miss you too.
And then I was going to say,
I do too.
You guys, we're having, we've got some guests lined up, and I just lined up another one. Andrew Wax, he works with Live Health. And that is a company that I've recently started working with, and they do like blood panel work. They're not, you have to have like your own family doctor, like your own physician. So you have to like get, you know, you have to get your physical like once a year. If they were to find anything through your blood work and, or cause I had my blood work done. You guys, my hormones are messed up. And I've felt really bad overall since after my nose surgery.
Oh.
So just a little background, and we'll talk about it when we have Andrew on the podcast and for him to talk about Live Health and his background and all that good stuff. But I've, again, genetically, I've had a hormone replacement for progesterone twice in my life. The first time my mom does hormone replacement, my sister. So it's kind of like a genetic thing. And I did it in college. I also was young and dumb. So at a certain point, I just stopped taking it because I was like, huh, maybe I'm better now.
Right. Yeah. You're like, I'm fine. It's like, well, no, you were fine because you were taking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like the next time I started working with, then I moved. I wasn't in Utah anymore. I was in California. So fast forward some years, and I had my blood work done. Cause I was really, I mean, you guys, I'm so particular about trying to take care of my hair. And my nails are really thin, and, I don't have bad skin, but like my hair grows, but it's just really fine. And it breaks a lot. It's dry. But every time I get my hair down, they're like, your hair is so healthy. I'm like, I know, but why won't it grow? And anyway, so I got into a new doctor. I like was looking for hormone therapy doctors, in California where I was living, and found one. Started working with them again. I was now on progesterone. Now, when you work with a doctor like this, you do blood panel work and checkups periodically. I think like your first year doing it, you do them more often, especially for women. What they explained to me is like dealing with hormone stuff with men is so much simpler, and to do it for women is like very complicated.
Yeah,
because we have a lot of different things that we need, and it's like you have to find the perfect recipe, basically. So you work hand in hand with your doctor, and they're checking your blood work, and you're doing this regularly. But I haven't, since I, you know, I've moved and a lot of things have changed for me, I had been needing to try and get into a new doctor. Well, I had my nose surgery in July, and I had to take all this time off of training. Coming back to ECTIC to training has been very difficult. I can't recover. I am sore all the time. I'm exhausted. And I've been sleeping, you know, I'm trying to do all the things right. Like exercise, sleep, eat well, all these things. But I finally was trying to get into my mom's doctor and they were booked out. And I had got this Live Health. I got the name of the company from Dave Lipson. So Camille's husband, you guys are listeners. So you definitely just saw Dave on our last podcast where he was dancing in the back of Camille.
Oh yeah.
With his glasses on. And this is someone that he's worked with for a really long time. And I like to find, you know, if I'm needing a doctor or I'm needing a new supplement or I'm needing something, I like to go from, I like to get that information from someone that I know and trust before I would then like look into either a new style or a new regimen or a new person or things like that. And I'm very excited. I had my blood work done. It's kind of scary because not scary. Have you had your blood work done, Jamari?
Yeah.
Your hormones checked?
Yeah. Okay. No. Okay. I'm not done with hormones.
So one, Live Health, they have so many tests they can do, like so many based on however you're feeling. There's so many different things they can do to check very specific parts of your thyroid or your, you know, estrogen and your progesterone and your testosterone and all these things. But when you get your blood work done, and I haven't had my call with the doctor yet, where she's going to go over everything with me, that's on the 18th of January. So all I have, I've been like Googling.
Oh, you were talking about this on the last one. Cause you're like, what range am I supposed to
range it?
I know.
But while I was I was researching or looking into some of the things, it's like, you know, you get in the wormhole. But there were side effects or things that might be signs that something is out of whack or something's low or something's high. And some of those things I was like, oh, I have that. Oh, my lips are really dry.
You're just self-diagnosing.
I'm like, dude, get this girl a doctor ASAP. Cause I'm just like, oh my God. 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 Yeah. I'm really, really excited to have my call with her. And hopefully, you know, basically be able to have her look at the whole thing. Cause what I realized too, is when it comes to probably not just for women, but since we're both women, I'll talk about that. You see all these things, you're tested. There's so many, like it gives you a range, you know, some of those ranges are big. It's like, well, where should I land? And that's where I think when Andrew told me, you know, it's more like for women, it's harder because you have to find the perfect range for you. You have to find the perfect recipe for you and everyone's different. So I've been looking at all these numbers and I'm like, well, I don't really know where I should land in there. You know, I'm like trying to read like Google, like athletic female, like where should this be?
You don't have to though, because she's going to call you. Just leave it alone.
I know, but I'm like, I don't know if I can wait till the 18th. I'm just so ready to feel better.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's shitty, but I'm very close now. You guys, I've had my blood work done. I see her on the 18th and then I speak with Andrew on the 19th, the next day. So he'll be working with, I'll talk to the doctor. She'll go over all my labs and then he will be working obviously with her. And then he'll be the one that's like my contact of creating the whole plan. And it's, you know, looking at hormonal stuff, but also looking at just, micronutrients and, you know, helping me gain more information on maybe the way I'm eating needs to start changing slightly too, for me at my age, for me at, my exercise level. Like I'm not competing anymore, you know, and Camille, like she talked about it. I think she did on one of our podcasts she was on, but her hormones were pretty out of whack from all of how intensely she was training for CrossFit for a long time. And that can happen. So, but I'm figuring it out and we're going to have Andrew Wax on to talk about the company and his background and what they do and the services that they offer. And, I don't think that enough people, are utilizing doctors that are able to do that for you. But I also think, you know, my mom has been working with her doctor and doctors through the years for a very long time. She had a full hysterectomy when she was 31.
Yeah, it's young.
And I don't, you know, she had endometriosis. That was one thing I deal with, ovarian cysts. And then you look at like my hormonal stuff and like where my levels are at. And he even told me, he's like, you know, with my progesterone really low, that's probably also causing why my cyst is causing me more pain. It's becoming more of a problem. So it's
you're going to get it all figured out.
The whole spider web of craziness. And it's like, cool. I like being a 32-year-old woman.
I have to go.
Yeah. Oh, you have to go?
Yeah. I'm like looking at the time. I'm like, I really have to get out of here. I'm so sorry.
You guys,
I just have to be there by one.
You guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Guys, thank you. We love you. Yeah. We hope you love us even if you don't agree with us.
But you definitely don't.
We love you even if you don't agree with us.
Well, and you know the beauty, you guys, if you don't agree with us, chances are that's okay, because everything that we have, either we're putting together an opinion on something, we are very open to changing our opinion.
Absolutely.
So, we just like to learn things, get information, and honestly, what do we do in this podcast? We just talk to you guys.
We just babble about it.
So.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. 5-star rating. 5-star
warning.
And we'll
talk to you next week.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.